escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Big meeting here in the city Monday between the NYPD commissioner and the attorney general. The topic, President Trump's threat to deploy the National Guard on the streets of New York City. Let's get details live from our Glenn Shuck.
Here's the message, thanks but no thanks, the words from Commissioner Tisch. Telling Pam Bondi that they had a face-to-face, a half-hour meeting at a police headquarters yesterday afternoon. Tisch insisting the NYPD has crime under control and gun violence keeps dropping as well. Now, the president saying again that he's targeting National Guard troops. It appears they are headed to Chicago next and still could be on the way to New York City. He cites what he says the fact that it is working in the nation's capital, in his opinion.
Washington was the most dangerous place in this country. And now, you know what? It's probably the safest place in our country. Everyone's starting to come here.
Now, a separate issue that the president was speaking from yesterday, they are talking about cutting federal funds to states that have eliminated cash bail, and that would include New York. Now, an immediate response from Governor Hochul and her team, in part saying the president has no concept how law works in New York. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The Clean Streets Are Safe Streets program in the Bronx now getting an infusion of more than $1.5 million. Borough President Vanessa L. Gibson says the money will go toward improving quality of life in the borough, including cracking down on illegal dumping.
We're going to work with sanitation and the NYPD at the borough level, sit with their teams and identify, based on 311 calls, inquiries from elected officials, the local community boards, based on inquiries we're getting in our office, where are people saying we need cameras?
The plan includes more than $1 million for the NYPD and another $500,000 for sanitation. The police department on the hunt now for the two men who posed as NYCHA workers and robbed a woman of $7,000 in cash and $200,000 worth of jewelry. This happened on August 11th in Brooklyn, where a 25-year-old was targeted inside her home in Cypress Hills. Police say these two men were armed. The woman was not hurt. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. Two more cases of Legionnaire's disease, but not in Harlem. These are in Parkchester, the Bronx.
Neighbors familiar with this condo complex said management has remained silent.
And we're asking now for more transparency and moving forward, what's going to be done with these buildings? Are we going to be having the water tested more frequently? We obviously want to prevent this from happening again.
Officials don't believe it's linked to the Harlem outbreak, but Peter says the concern is real.
We want to know when the last time these buildings were tested. When will they be inspected again?
With another hot water outage expected Tuesday in this complex, neighbors want answers, and they want to know what's being done to stop the spread of Legionnaires. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Parkchester.
Albany lawmakers urging Governor Hochul to put her John Hancock on legislation that would create the UCA, or a state office of the Utility Consumer Advocate. That office would act as an independent advocate for utility customers when state regulatory authorities are making those big decisions about your electric bill. Assemblymember Jeffrey Dinowitz spoke to 1010 Wins.
This is a no-brainer that she should sign this bill into law, and that'll be part of her ability to say that she has fought hard for affordability for the people of New York.
The governor had previously vetoed the bill, saying the existing Public Service Commission and other units are sufficient representation for consumers. In a statement, her office said the governor has made it clear that energy costs in New York are too high and that she will review the legislation. Con Ed also issuing a statement. They say they're committed to balancing stakeholder priorities while delivering reliable power. As we start to close out the summer of 2025, your kids may be getting antsy about heading back to school. New grade, maybe even new classmates. And so 1010 Wins is asking an expert.
Dr. Smita Majumdar Das, the executive director of behavioral health at Stony Brook University, says normalize a child's anxiety about starting the new school year.
Yes, you're starting from a lovely summer to a little structured school year. So it is anxiety provoking, and that's normal. And sometimes anxiety helps us make us do better in what we're doing.
As far as making friends, tell your child.
It's going to take time, because sometimes when you look at media, you see this group of friends who are really great and having a great time, and that puts a lot of pressure on teenagers especially.
She also says do not put extreme pressure on your child, because every child goes at their own pace and has their own interests. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The Trump administration has unfrozen more than $150 million in federal education money for New Jersey. Jersey was among 24 states that had sued the administration for freezing more than $6 billion earmarked for programs that support immigrant children, as well as students with special needs and after-school programs. No word on the terms of the deal, but in a statement, State Attorney General Matthew Plotkin said they had made it clear that freezing the funds was illegal. Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani pouncing on the latest development in Mayor Adams' campaign, saying he, Mamdani, would greenlight traffic safety plans that were scaled back or nixed by the Adams administration. That's in reference to the new allegations against a former Adams aide. Ingrid Lewis Martin is accused of conspiring to have the Department of Transportation withdraw a redesign of McGinnis Boulevard in exchange for money. Well, that controversy shadowed the mayor Monday while on the trail.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Mayor Adams walked away from the microphones when the topic turned to Ingrid Lewis Martin and whether his indicted former chief advisor would still be involved in his reelection campaign. As Adams turned to go back to his office, a reporter demanded he answer the question.
You're a for-profit business. Your business is to make profits. So don't say I have to answer questions. I did. I answered your question last week, and I'm not going into that anymore. Let a lawyer, and she could talk about that. I got to run my campaign.
Another Adams ally and fundraiser, Winnie Greco, was suspended last week after she handed a City Hall reporter a potato chip bag stuffed with cash. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
The NYPD detective wounded by friendly fire in Queens is home from the hospital now. Corey Fisher was struck in the leg as cops opened fire on 28-year-old Kevin DeBuisson, as police say he was trying to carjack an Uber in Whitestone. The suspect, a parolee and repeat offender, is now being held without bail on felony robbery and assault charges. He could face decades behind bars if convicted.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.